Good morning, everyone. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Haven't heard back from Treasurer Trish King yet, but she went home sick yesterday, so she might be out sick today yet or running late. Otherwise, we have David, Kirby, Lisa, myself, Brandon, Daniel, Ernie, and Jenny present this morning. Daniel, would you mind doing a prayer?
Creator, once again, we thank you for this new day, this breath of life, and this opportunity to create a better community and a nation for ourselves and for our future generations. I ask that you would just give us the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding that we need to make those decisions. I ask these things. Amen.
Hey, Uncle Daniel. We're looking for the adoption of the agenda. As I'm aware, there's only one requested change, and that's to delete new business. A, approve tribal member request to conduct survey activities regarding the Oneida Nation adult voting member and traditional decision-making practices in the 21st century. The requester was Anita Barber, and she's requesting this be put on a different agenda. She wants to rework some of her request. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, that is the only change on the agenda that I'm aware of, and so I will make a motion to adopt the agenda with that noted change.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. So next on our agenda, we have the oaths of office. We have the Oneida Pardon and Forgiveness Screening Committee, Jeanette Archkett-Ninham, the Oneida Personnel Commission, Tina Moore, the Oneida Police Commission, Sandra Reeves, Rivellas. Please come forward.
The General Charter Council and the Charter Constitution.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability.
And on behalf of the Oneida people, with honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity, and will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality. I will carry out the duties and responsibilities. As a member of, and then state your board name.
As a member of the Oneida Police Commission.
And all recommendations shall be made. In the best interest of the Oneida Nation as a whole. Congratulations.
That was a tongue twister.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right, too, I just want to do a quick review, too, of the one of the business committee meetings law, just for the community members, to make sure we have an adequate understanding, I guess. So for each agenda item, there's going to be a public comment period for each item, and then when the motion is made for that item, you'll have a second chance to come back up to ask questions again about the motion itself. So try not to be as restrictive as it originally looked in the BC meetings law. I think we're just really trying to make sure that we have adequate discussion and input from the community as well, but we still need to keep things moving, so you still have the time limit and per item. So thank you. Next up is to approve the September 27th, 2017 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chair.
Chang.
Move to approve.
Support.
Motion has been made and supported. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have the resolutions. Resolution A, adopt resolution entitled Grant Application for Comprehensive Housing Division for HUD Residents Opportunity and Self-Sufficiency Service Coordinators Program to fund a service coordinator position. Nancy, you have questions?
On page 29 of the bigger packet, the first paragraph that caught my eye, it says, the grant application is currently being developed and supporting grant elements are being compiled and not available at this time. So I guess I'm looking for, has that been done, the supporting grant elements? And then also in the second paragraph, it says, the service coordinator position was funded and closed out with any findings and has not been funded since 2012. So that's what alerted me, is that where it says there, it was closed out with any findings. Does that mean there was never a report generated? I guess I'm looking for clarification of that, because in the past issue of the Gully Wesox, there's a list of people that the judiciary and the housing are working with in order to reimburse money that's owed to them. That is also a list of people who have been evicted. And so whatever number that amount is, times however many children are in that home, that's how many people have been are now homeless. I would say homeless, whether they have other places to live or not. They were evicted from Oneida Housing. And so is this position, it looks like, you know, it's going to help life skills, job training, all of the things to me that already exist in other areas. There's the Center for Self-Sufficiency that has programs available there, the Career Center. And so some of this looks like it's a duplication of services, even though it's geared only toward housing tenants. But nowhere in here, it's creating self-sufficiency, but nowhere in here does it say anything about helping to prevent homelessness.
Dale?
Yes. The issue you referred to in the second paragraph regarding the history.
Can you speak into the mic, Dale, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Is that better? Okay. On that second paragraph, she's referring to that the funding, the project was closed out and without any findings. That means when HUD looks at this stuff, there's audit reviews of it, there was no findings. The grant was successful. It was closed out. That happened in 2012. I wasn't present when that occurred. There was something else that took place where I wasn't present. But my understanding is that it was closed out without any findings. No letters from HUD other than it's closed. And we haven't received any funding since. Applications have been submitted, but not funded. As far as the program itself, the service coordinator position is designed to bring in those tribal services. like she mentions, the Center for Self-Sufficiency, transportation, budgeting aspects, financial literacy, education literacy. Those are all existing tribal departments. This person's job is to bring that together for the tenants, get them on the right track. They won't do it for you. They're just giving you the information and following up and make sure, and they're coaching them to, you know, help them to get to a point where they're self-sufficient and hopefully move out of housing and buy their own home eventually. But all these things are in place, the tribe has, but the coordination is the element. A lot of people are apprehensive about trying change. And this is what this position is for. It's for 3 years. There's not much in there for administration or travel or program activities, but it's mostly salary.
Any questions from the committee? Lisa?
I do have a concern about the fact that I appreciate you being upfront with noting that all of the elements aren't together yet for the application, but I do have a concern because generally when we get to the point of adopting the resolution, all of those things are already completed. So at this point, because they're not in order yet, I am a little hesitant to adopt this resolution. I think it's just a little bit too premature because normally we have everything done and we're aware of what the elements are and what's all entailed. And so for those reasons for today, I'm not going to be able to support the adoption of this resolution. I just think we need to make sure that the application's in order first, like we do normally for other grants.
Okay, in response to that, we did have a time frame. We only allowed 60 days to get the data together. Yeah, that's short notice when you're doing a grant of this size for a quarter of a million. Ideally, I'd love to be able to have it all packaged together, but if you look at the dates, the next council meeting is the 25th. The due date is the 23rd. That's why it's before you as is, so I have that component. Biggest thing in getting these grants through is getting the approval from the council scheduled with their meetings beforehand. Ideally, when you're doing a grant, if you have 6 months or 3 months to get it all together, it works. But when you have a short notice, can't be done. That's why it's before you as is.
And I do appreciate your time crunch, and I think that we can still, there's still an opportunity for us to call for a special meeting to approve it. Okay. There's other ways for us to get the approval in order for you to be able to submit the application timely. So I would suggest continue with the process, get it all done, and then work with us to get that scheduled so that we can get it all done in a timely way from that perspective. And that would be, you know, and again, that's just my opinion at this point. The rest of the committee still needs to weigh in. But that's what I would suggest at this point.
David?
I mean, I noticed that the grant is for 3 years. Is it a contracted position for 3 years? And I asked that question just so that after the 3 years is up, the grant's out, runs out, we don't get it renewed. Does that person get moved into a full-time position under housing? I just kind of want to know that up front.
Okay. Up front with the job description will be part of the application package. It will indicate in there it's contingent upon future funding. We don't plan on filling it unless we have the resources, the financial resources to keep it going. It determines how successful a program is. If it's not working, then definitely when the contract's done, they're done too. And they understand that, and they sign that in their job description.
Brandon?
Yeah, I guess I do have some of the same concerns as Lisa, but it's just a grant application, and so I'd like to be able to submit the application so we can seek the funding to better put us in a position to get to possibly get funded for it. And we've done also with like the environmental project that we waited for a fiscal analysis as well. That wasn't ready, so we had to wait for sovereign finance to do a fiscal analysis of the project. And so it's always good to get free money, I guess. And so I don't want to hinder the ability. So, if anything, I'll make a motion to adopt BC Resolution Grant Application by Comprehensive Housing Division for HUD Resident Opportunity and Self-Sufficiency Service Coordinators Program to fund a service coordinator position.
Is there any questions from the community? Now would be the time for the community members to be allowed time for their second community comment.
Is that an official motion?
Not seeing any. Kirby?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I'm understanding it. Dale, did you say that the position would be a limited term and the position would not be guaranteed full-time after the three-year grant?
That's correct.
Ernie?
So to fulfill the rest of these elements for the grant application, how long will that take? And will that be a pretty easy process for you guys?
It's got a week and a half. It's due on the 23rd. It'll be tight to hit that deadline, but it can be done. There's certain parameters to have in the application package. In their format, you have to have it. And I will be getting those out to the different departments who are doing an in-kind contribution. They've done it in the past, but it's getting the form structured so they can sign off, has to be on letterhead, their signature approving this in-kind of X number of dollars for the project.
I don't remember if I recognize the second to the motion.
Second.
Seconded by Ernie. Okay, thank you. Any more discussion on the motion? All right, not seeing any, we'll go ahead and vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstentions? Motion carries with two opposed. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I am opposing because we don't have a completed grant application before us. We don't have an outline of what those in-kind costs are. We also don't have an updated organizational chart from the Comprehensive Housing Division Director indicating where this position fits into the structure. And we also don't know, we don't have the specifics about the program itself. There's been a verbal explanation, but again, because all of the elements aren't together, we don't have any of that detail in writing, and I don't think it's appropriate for us to adopt it at this time. I do support the effort. I think you should continue with the process, and I do support you getting there. I think that this was a situation, though, where we just had the cart before the horse, and I would encourage you to make sure that in the future that all of these applications or these resolutions are submitted with the entire package. Thank you.
All right, just noting for the record, the two opposed were Lisa and Kirby. All right, well, thank yous.
All right, thank you.
On to the next item. Next item is the adoption entitled Dissolution of the Oneida Healthcare Board in accordance with the General Tribal Council Directive of February 20th, 2017. Brandon?
Mr. Chair, from my understanding, this is following the Comprehensive Policy Board's governing board's commissions and committees. And so this is the final process that we would take to initiate that dissolution. And since there is no active board members or actions that need to be taken place, there was no need to communicate with a chair since there is no chair of the committee. And this is just a the resolution following the process in the comp policy.
Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just also note that even though there isn't a current board or current chair, the resolution does identify that the Tribal Secretary's Office, through records management, will be contacting the last known chairperson just to make sure any outstanding records that might be out there are closed out. And that the resolution also identifies that I will bring back, or my office will bring back, a closeout report just to make sure that everything is clean and clear for this item.
Any additional comments? Looking for a motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by David, seconded by Lisa. Community discussion? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the standing committees. We have the Legislative Operating Committee. We have the accept the September 20th Legislative Operating Committee meeting minutes.
Mr. Chair?
Jenny?
I'd like a motion to accept the September 20th Legislative Operating Committee
second
meeting minutes.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion from the community committee? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have Finance Committee. We have approved October 2nd Finance Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion from the community? Any discussion from the committee? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have appointments. Approve the recommendations to appoint Shirley Barber as a community elder to the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and second. Any discussion from the community, from the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is have they approved the recommendation to appoint Joshua Hicks to the Anjan Residential Center Care Community Board.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion from the community, from the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. To new business, B, item A was deleted. Approve posting of known 2018 vacancies for boards, committees, commissions, and corporate boards.
So moved.
Chair.
Motion by David. Jenny, second. For discussion? Or second? Oh, okay, Jenny seconds. Any discussion from the community? Discussion from the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Mm-hmm. Motion carries. Next up is travel. We have travel reports. We have to accept travel report for Councilman Kirby Metoxin mm-hmm. for the Native American Tourism of Wisconsin Board of Directors meeting in Milwaukee, September 5th and 6th, 2017.
So moved.
Is there support?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion from the community? From the committee? Jenny?
Just maybe in the future, Kirby, if you could put a little bit more to your narrative background. If the tourism board is planning something, just a little something as to what they're doing. Because it doesn't tell me, it just tells me you attended.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. One abstention, Kirby. The next one is the accept travel report for Councilman Kirby Metoxin for the National Indian Gaming Association Mid-Year Conference.
So moved.
September 18th through the 21st. Motion made by David. Is there a second?
Second for discussion.
Second for discussion, Lisa.
I just wanted to note that there was about a $200 variance, which isn't terrible, and projected in the actual. I just didn't know if there was a specific reason for that. Okay, that's all.
Any more discussion? Accept the report. Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? One abstention. Kirby, motion passes. We have travel requests. We approve travel requests for various attendees to the New York Properties Tour, New York, November 3rd through the 6th. Nancy?
Who's requesting the travel?
The business committee.
Okay, and then who will all be going?
That's what we have to determine.
Will it be just the business committee or?
No, we've also invited the Land Claims Commission and the Land Commission.
Okay. So you haven't decided who's going to go yet?
Well, we have to make a motion with the noted names on there to see if they get approved or not.
I don't have the other part of it. All I have is this part, and then there's no page in the packet that says any of that.
It should be on page 60 of the packet. And it actually has a picture of the properties and the request. The request itself on page 16, Nancy, notes that it's the business committee, the land claims, and the land commission. And actually, two more I forgot, which is our economic development and land directors as well. Did you find it?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Ed?
I'm just wondering if, since there's a delegation from this government going to New York onto the reservation of the New York Oneidas, are you exercising any kind of protocol in notifying that government that you'll be there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That was my only concern as well.
Yeah,
we discussed it.
Okay.
Chair?
Ernie?
This is a question for the rest of the committee, but as I understand, the commission members will be covering their own travel, or are we covering the travel for that? Land claims and land commission?
Yep. So as previously discussed and identified, myself and the treasurer did identify that we had funds allocated in our special projects budget, specifically for our land claims. And so the funds for the other two commissions will be coming out of that budget.
Okay, thank you.
Did we have a motion on this one?
Not yet.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before I make a motion, one of the things just to note that I did hear from the land claims commission, so we have identified who will be from the land claims commission. However, I've only heard from three individuals for the land commission, and so I know that we do have an opportunity again on the 25th to approve additional travel, but I think by the time we get to the 25th, I would only ask that if additional members from the land commission wish to attend, that they be restricted to the land travel and not the airline, because the airline costs will go up. The intent of having it on this agenda was to make sure that we got the cheapest airline for the trip, so I would just note that. And then with that, I will make a motion to approve the request for members of the business committee and then land claims commissioners Chris Cornelius, Dakota Webster, Tom Escamilla, and Sheila Shanawa-Kazik to attend, and approve the travel for land commissioners Jay Rasmussen, Becky Webster, and Julie Barton. In addition, noting that we have approved the travel for Patrick Pelkey and Troy Parr as well for this particular trip.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Discussion on the motion, David.
Are you going to identify which business committee members are going as well?
We can do that right now. I know that I plan on attending, so I can note that for the record.
I'm sorry, Lisa, that you are or are not.
I am planning on attending.
Because I thought you agreed to drive.
Yep.
Also, I...
I did agree to drive. Yes.
I plan on attending. Kirby?
I do not plan on attending.
I plan on attending. DeHasi?
I would like to attend, but I'm probably thinking I should stay around for just, I guess, guard, nation signatures and stuff, so.
Guard the nation?
Yeah. Yeah.
I plan on attending.
I plan to attend. Ernie Stevens, councilman, and I just want to state for the record that even though I've been to this area, this is the first time I've seen some of these lands, so it's come from a land use perspective, and then also maybe some other thoughts into the, I guess, this land use.
Yes, I plan on attending, and I believe Trish said that she is choosing not to attend.
Correct. Yep.
Any more discussion on the motion from the community? From the committee, Brandon?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll vote on the motion then. No more discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have General Tribal Council. We have Petitioner Edward Delgado, Trust Land Distribution. Ed?
I think I've expressed that I'm thinking about withdrawing this petition because of the Land Commission and Pat Pelkey and their very aggressive pursuit of providing land parcels in trust to tribal members. Somewhere between 25 and 35 is what I counted. I didn't get to really hear what was going on, or I didn't listen what was going on at GTC at the budget meeting. I was more worried about Madeline, but my final, before I withdraw, I want to make sure that those initiatives that were described by Pat Pelkey primarily, and also the Land Commission, are funded within the budget. I just don't know if they are or not, and Trish is not here, so if those initiatives, that aggressive initiative, is funded, I will be withdrawing that petition. But I don't know. I would like to find out if I could find out from Larry later on or whatever.
Larry?
Yeah, those are important questions. I would defer with those with specificity to Pat Pelkey. Mm-hmm. I have a general understanding in talking to Pat informally what their initiatives are for 2018 and beyond. Certainly, we read their budget information, but I would be remiss in making any assumptions to answer your specific questions. So it would probably be best that he speak to it on behalf of the Land Commission. So I always kind of tread lightly, okay, because that's an independent commission, and certainly the staff administers their prerogative relative to the individual parcels at hand, which are contemplating acquisition. Certainly we understand the limitation of the quantity of trust lands available, certainly for residential housing, which is your avocation. We understand that. Through the budget process, I will give some sense that, in good faith, nearly $12 million is a not only a prodigious amount of money given the context of the wider budget, but it was a priority. So it was not in any way financially dismissed. We made cuts elsewhere in order to reasonably preserve a threshold of acquisitions to reclaim our land. So we'd like to do more. We understand that, but there's other obvious financial commitments. It's not a very specific answer, but again, defer to Pat. Thank you.
I'll be asking Pat, and then I'll get back to Ernie, and I guess you're in charge of this petition, so I'll get back to you.
I just want to say, Ed, that I'm looking for the numbers now. I know it was presented, and I believe it was specifically asked about at the meeting. I don't want to throw numbers. I know the overall acquisition fund was $10.8 million, but I want to say it was like around $486,000 was specifically for that function, but don't quote me just yet. But that's, I know it's in there, so we can wait to see if Pat can respond. But I'll try to find these numbers as we progress here today.
Thank you,
Nancy.
Okay, so did he withdraw his petition?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, because, you know, according to whatever deadline or whatever, when is it supposed to come back to this body?
Right now, the ask is for a 60-day extension to complete the legal analysis, so that's what's before us today.
Okay. The agenda item says General Tribal Council, so I'd like to know if I can get information regarding when the business committee has their General Tribal Council debriefing meetings, and if those are open meetings, and if there's a set schedule when they are, because I'd like to attend one. What happened last Sunday was totally unacceptable, and now that we're talking about GTC, we have a rules of decorum, you know, on the books, and my concern was the behavior by a tribal elder I have respect for our tribal elders, I really do, but it works both ways. And the performance and the exhibition that went on, for whatever reason, you know, I'm just going to say that that was totally unacceptable. And if there was another medical emergency while that individual was allowed to sit at that, you know, on the floor at that microphone, it prevented other tribal members from being allowed to, you know, have two microphones. And then, you know, when somebody threatens that they're going to sue you because you're violating their religious freedoms, you know, we can all go there. About all of that, including the Longhouse people. We have, you know, ceremonies coming and GTC coming, and it's a matter of choice, and nobody's doing it deliberately to offend anybody. I believe that, you know, it's the issue of the room, the Radisson, and, you know, but it is not okay for any tribal member to stand up at a microphone and falsely accuse anybody of anything. That is called defamation of character and slander. And there are laws to protect individuals from that kind of behavior. And so I'm concerned, you know, is that going to be allowed at each and every meeting where somebody can get up at the microphone and throw a tantrum and throw yourself on the floor? Because I know that if I did that, or for instance, I don't see Kathy here today, but if she did that, what the consequences would be. And if you're not having a medical emergency, let whoever needs to take you out, you know, and then it became an issue of only GTC can decide who can and cannot be removed from a meeting. So that's going to be one of my questions, because as I...
The 3 minutes is up. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Timer.
If you want to discuss this...
I thought it was a phone call.
I'll pick a different timer alert.
Right. Is there any discussion from the committee? David?
I'm just wondering if it would be, would Ed be happier with expediting this and having a meeting set up with Ernie's office and yourself and Pat so we can get this expedited?
Okay.
I just thought maybe a meeting so that you can show it, see the proof and everything at the same table with everybody, it would be beneficial to you.
I'll try to find a specific number, because I know it's in there. I'm looking sideways because the pages are sideways, but I'll find it. One of us will get back to you today, okay? Thanks.
Lisa?
Ed, I also just wanted to note that I do appreciate the fact that over the last few petitions that you've submitted, you've been willing to have the conversation and work through and see what are the other possible solutions short of having to go to the General Tribal Council, where it does get very costly for us to present there. So I do appreciate the effort that you've been putting forward. It's a good example of how we should be working together between the business committee and the petitioners and administration to try to find solutions for these things. So I just want to say thank you for that, encourage you to continue to do those things. With that, Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to accept the request from legal counsel for the deferral for 60 days, noting that we'll keep the law office informed about the progress being made about possibly withdrawing the petition in the future.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Discussion from the community? Discussion from the committee?
I just have one David. More note for Nancy. That meeting is on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. up here on the second floor. I believe they're open.
10:30 where?
The ECR room.
Yeah, I think generally, because it's a debriefing about security, safety issues, logistics, what went well, what didn't go well, I think for the most part it's open. However, if we do get into any personnel-related issues, we would close the meeting at that time, just to note that. And then to answer your question earlier about if it's regular, on a regular basis, the answer is yes, but there's not a set time or date or location for each of the meetings. So we try to have a debriefing meeting after every general tribal council, especially for security. However, it's not a specific date, time, or place for each one of the meetings. It just depends on the schedule for that month or that meeting. So just so you're aware, it's not always the same day or always the same time or always the same location.
All right. Nancy, you got 3 minutes.
Okay. I guess in that meeting, in case I don't make it, I explained on previous occasions that I did meet with the security director of the casino and the hotel. And his interpretation, what he said, is that the only person who can have someone removed from General Tribal Council is the chairperson. And so I guess, you know, that needs to be clarified. Who has the authority? Is it GTC that can get up and make a motion that anybody who yells out of order? Is it the chairperson? I guess that's, you know, the clarification, because, you know, GTC is saying that they're the only ones who can have someone removed out of the meeting. And then the security director is saying the chairperson. So we need, I guess, that clarified. And you know how unfortunate, you know, there's 18-year-olds now, you know, that are coming, you know, and they're expected to have a certain decorum and behavior, but it's being, you know, exhibited from, you know, the top down. So
thank you, Nancy. Joanne?
Nancy raises a good issue, and that is the fact that talk to any given number of people and you receive a different opinion about this particular matter. I know that Mr. Delgado raised his opinion during this last meeting about what the chair can and cannot do. Membership, by their voices, had two different opinions about what the chair can or cannot do. Robert's Rules of Order contains another opinion regarding that, and the General Tribal Council has acted differently regarding that. The rules of decorum that the business committee adopted were consistent with the General Tribal Council's previous actions and were tended to clarify that. They have not been rejected. They have simply been moved off to some indeterminate future action. So the chairperson at General Tribal Council meetings, regardless of what anyone is asked, acts in the manner best to protect the members within the room and to make sure that the General Tribal Council meeting is open and productive and informed. And if that means requesting someone be escorted from the room, then he has the authority to do so.
All right, thank you, Joanne. Is there any more discussion on the motion? To defer? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The second, accept the financial progress report.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Community committee? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is we have the petitioner Frank Vandehei modify or eliminate EPOL. Three action items: to accept the legislative analysis, defer the legal analysis for 60 days, and the third action item is to accept the financial analysis progress report.
Mr. Chair.
Lisa.
I'll make a motion to accept the legislative analysis.
Is there support?
Support.
Discussion from the community? The committee? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The second action item is to defer the legal analysis for 60 days.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion from the community? From the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The third action item is to accept the financial analysis progress report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Any discussion from the community, from the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have petitioner Linda Dallas for the 2017 triennial general election. The first, the action item is to accept the legislative analysis.
So moved.
Is there support?
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion from the community, from the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next petition is petitioner Brad Graham for the 2017 triennial general election. There's two action items: to accept the legislative analysis and to accept the financial analysis.
Motion to accept the legislative analysis.
Second. Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion from the community.
Motion to accept the legislative analysis.
Any discussion from the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next action item is to accept the financial analysis.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. Discussion from the community? From the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item on the schedule, our agenda, is to schedule a special GTC meeting on Tuesday, January 16th at 6 p.m.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion from the community, from the committee. David?
I would just note that knowing that neither one of them are here, if the Secretary's office could notify them at the earliest convenience of the GTC dates.
Yep, actually, I don't know if Gina's up to date, but I know we've been communicating with Leah on a regular basis, so she is aware. We do have it scheduled to send her the information as soon as we made a decision today.
Okay, thank you.
We will do the same for the other petitioner.
Any more discussion from the committee? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair.
Mm-hmm. Ernie?
Just wanted to answer the question again. So to clarify, according to what was presented in the packet, GTC for FY 2018 under CIP 23005 residential home sites, said it's 400,000. So Larry, correct me if I'm wrong. Pat may have a different number, and it sounds like it looks like through 19 and 20. As presented to the GTC, that number is kind of sliding upwards, so it looks like it'll increase as well. So just FYI, for now, that's what was presented as allocated for that particular purpose. So hopefully consistent with what Pat tells you, but I'm sure that's what it is.
Thank you.
All right, so left the remainder of our agenda is the executive session reports. So under the executive session, we have to accept the chief counsel report.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. There's no discussion on executive items issues. So we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And I think there's a item A under the chief counsel. Purchase order increase. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve purchase order increase number JSC 166251 7 PO for Hanson Reynolds LLC contract file number 2017-0378.
Is there support? Supported by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Was there a land claim strategy update?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to accept the update as information and the defer the discussion portion to another BC work session.
Is there support? Supported by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
Follow-up motion to direct the law office to assist the chair's office with the recommended correspondence.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. New business, approve two requested actions regarding the TIP Strategies, Inc. Economic Development Strategic Plan Contract, file number 2017-1154.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Next. Chairman,
yep,
follow-up motion to direct the funding for the contract be acquired in accordance with BC Resolution 92816B.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstention? Motion carries. Item 2 is approve the limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Election Systems and Software, LLC, file number 2017-1114.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, second by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The third item, review request regarding Blue Skies Foundation and Freedom House golf outing.
Mr. Chair?
Jenny?
Make a motion to defer the request to the chair's office for the appropriate follow-up.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair?
Jenny?
I'd also like to note to forward the discussion regarding donation sponsorship of vendors to the Finance Committee for the development of a standard process.
Second.
I'm sorry, that was a motion.
All right. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Lisa, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number 4 is review concern number 2017-CRPT05-01.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to accept complaint 2017-CRPT0501 as information, noting that it has been resolved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The fifth item is review concern number 2017-CRPT02-01.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
There is a note that we will be addressing this item at 3:30 p.m. today.
So this would just be a deferral then?
Correct.
Is there a second to defer this item?
Second.
Motion has been made and second to defer this item to 3:30 p.m. today. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, Brandon. Just a note that I will not be present at that meeting. I'll be on approved travel flying out this afternoon.
All right. Thank you. Item number 6, review concern number 2017-ZDR06-09.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to deem complaint 2017-DR0609 as having no merit in accordance with the BC SOP for complaint process for direct reports, noting that the complainant did not submit additional information or provide a verbal additional information as requested.
Is there a second? First call for a second. Seconded by Kirby. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number 7, approved limited waiver of sovereign immunity, the Vital Smarts Training Agreement, file number 2017-1219.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And the last item on our agenda is discuss Oneida Airport Hotel Corporation strategy.
I just have a question if everybody had a chance to read the correspondence.
I did not have a chance.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to go back into executive session at this time.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor to go into executive session at 9:27, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Motion to come out of executive session at 10:30 by Lisa. Is there a second? Seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Last item on the agenda. For the Airport Hotel Corporation strategy, I believe there's a to approve the correspondence to the board.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
I'll just include in my motion that it's the correspondence dated October 11th, 2017. Sorry. All
right, thank you. Any additional actions to take?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to recess until after the 3:30 meeting is concluded.
Second.
Second.
Second by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. We are recessed.